For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Neil Freeman is an investigator with the Division of Cancer, Epidemiology, and Genetics at the National Cancer Institute. Neil, a friend and colleague sent me an article that you recently wrote that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine talking about coffee and life expectancy. And as a lifelong coffee drinker, I wanted to chat with you about that.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. What sort of conclusions did you guys come to in this article?
Well, so in our study, we followed people over the course of 13 years. And during that time, the people who drank coffee had a modestly lower risk of dying over the course of our study. And for coffee and health and mortality, there's been a concern for a long time that maybe drinking coffee was sort of a guilty pleasure or a risky thing to do. But at least in our study, that didn't seem to be the case. It seemed like the risk of dying over the course of follow-up in our study was very similar among the coffee drinkers and the non-drinkers. And if anything, the drinkers were a little bit less likely to die than the non-drinkers. But it's important to remember that this is an observational study, so we didn't assign people to drink coffee or not, and so we can't be certain that it's actually the coffee that's exerting an effect. It might be something that goes along with the coffee drinking.
Well, that's something that I was wondering about, and I'll come to that question in a moment, but does the study also look at the volume of coffee drinking, or is this a qualitative yes, no, this person drinks or doesn't drink coffee?
No, that's a good question. So the way we did the study was that at the beginning of the study, we had people receive a long questionnaire, and that assessed their coffee drinking and other aspects of their health and their diet. And on the questionnaire, it asked, "Do you drink coffee? And then, if you drink it, how much do you drink? Do you drink one cup per day? Do you drink less than a cup per day? A cup per day? Two or three cups per day, or more than that?" And so the top category that we had was people who said they drank six or more cups per day.
I'm speaking with Dr. Neil Freeman, an investigator with the Division of Cancer, Epidemiology, and Genetics at the National Cancer Institute, and we're talking about Dr. Freeman's recent study about coffee drinking. And Neil, you alluded earlier to not really being sure, because this being an observational study and not having, I guess, a randomly assigned coffee drinker and non-coffee drinker, that sort of thing. One of the things I was wondering about are personality characteristics of coffee drinkers. Could there be a factor of, hey, if I'm laid back enough to go and have a cup of coffee and sit for 10 minutes with my friends in the middle of a busy work day, does that mean I'm more type B than type A in the old parlance? Could that be a factor as well?
Maybe. That's one of the many things that's associated with coffee drinking. For example, people that drink coffee, that taking that time out of their day, that time of relaxation, that may have affected our results. We really don't know. So we did assess a lot of other behaviors in addition to coffee drinking, for example, whether people drank alcohol, whether they smoked cigarettes or pipes or cigars, whether they were physically active, whether other aspects of their diet, for example, fruits and vegetables and red meat intake, eating chicken and fish. And we accounted for all of those other factors as best we could. And so as far as we can tell, the association of coffee intake and the risk of dying in our study, that was sort of controlling or taking into account all of those other aspects of health. And in general, one of the things that's interesting about coffee is that it tends not to be something that is thought to be a healthy behavior. So the people who drank coffee tended to have a number of characteristics that are not associated with a healthy lifestyle. For example, they're more likely to drink a lot of alcohol. They're more likely to smoke cigarettes. They are less likely to be physically active. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of things that we're not sure that might play a role. For example, having a more relaxed disposition, or another thing is that maybe people who drink coffee, that they're healthier. And so it may be that people, as they start to get sick, they may change their coffee drinking, or many other aspects that might have affected our results.
I guess sometimes if a person is acutely ill, certainly they would lose the taste for coffee. That might be a factor as well.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas of studies building upon this one? Are you going to look further into coffee consumption?
Yeah, there's been, well, first I think we should talk about previous studies. There have been many different studies about looking at coffee and various different diseases and aspects of health. And in general, the several recent studies have found results that were sort of similar to ours, that the people who drank coffee and the people who didn't, they had sort of a similar risk of dying over the course of the study. And also some suggestion, like we found, that they might even be a little bit less likely to die over the course of their follow-up, too. But there's a lot of outstanding questions, I think. For the one thing, one of the things that I find very interesting about coffee is that it's one beverage, but it has many different components. And so a lot of people have studied caffeine because a lot of people, I think, drink coffee because of the caffeine and, you know, helping them stay awake or so forth. But at least in our study, we saw a similar association of our people who drank either caffeinated or decaffeinated coffee. And that suggests that if there is an effect of the coffee, it's because of something different than the caffeine. But there's an estimated maybe 1,000 other compounds in coffee, and most of them we don't really know what they do. And so that's one area that I'm really interested in. And then the other area I think is interesting is how does preparing your coffee, how does that affect the compounds and then perhaps the effects on health? So some people like espresso, some people, you know, have filtered coffee, some people have boiled coffee or French press. And all of these different ways of making coffee, they affect the compounds, and as people know, it affects the taste of the coffee, and they may have different relationships with different diseases and with health. And I think that's an interesting question, too.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. I'm wondering, too, having looked at reports over the last 20, 25 years, do you ever, in your lay population of perhaps of subjects that whom you're interviewing or having surveys done with, and also maybe in your scientific colleagues, is there ever perhaps almost a research fatigue in certain areas where people become confused? You know, is this particular product good for me or bad for me? And there are conflicting studies. Do you address that type of fatigue or irritation with your subjects and with your colleagues?
Well, I think that I think there's several sides to that question. One, so a lot of people are really interested in coffee because it's a very popular beverage, and so a lot of people sort of want to know what the health effects have been. But you're absolutely right. There's been a lot of different studies sort of showing associations of coffee between maybe increasing the risk of some diseases and decreasing the risk of others. And I think that may be because coffee is such a complicated beverage. It has so many different constituents. So you would imagine that some of them may be good for one thing but not so good for another. And that's one of the reasons that we did our study to look at total mortality and then the major causes of death, because we sort of wanted to say, well, if there's some benefits and some maybe risky parts of coffee, if we sort of look at one endpoint that sort of takes on to all of those things, you know, the risk of people dying over the course of the study, what might the association be? And so then that was sort of, I think, because there's so much attention and so many investigations of different types of disease.
Well, Dr. Neil Freeman, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.